It's 20 to 9. You're listening to Breakfast with Jim and Joe. We're here until 10. Asking this morning whether you could be persuaded to eat less meat or perhaps indeed cut out meat completely from your diet. Not sure I could. Would you?
It depends on the kind of message, I suppose, doesn't it? And how it's conveyed. Maybe though, as the new year begins, you're looking to perhaps sign up to become one of those who consume less meat. Maybe try out meat-free Mondays. That's one of the campaigns that's had some impact, hasn't it? Even on Dragon's Den last night, there were a couple who were trying to pitch a non-meat fast food business, and they pitched well, but didn't get any money. So there's definitely a momentum. There's an appetite, if you like, for eating less meat. But could you be persuaded to ditch the burgers and the sausage? 0116 251 1049.
Well, if you've been out and about in Leicester recently, you may have seen sort of adverts and posters, several of them from a company called Go Vegan World. It's actually launched a campaign throughout Leicester with quite provocative messages on buses and taxis and billboards. For example, dairy takes calves from their mothers is one of the messages which has been sort of featured in one of these posters. Helen McCarthy's been to gauge reaction to a poster that's appeared outside the train station.
I feel sorry for the baby when you see it like that. You don't think of it in that context when you're buying meat, do you? It does change my perspective, I think.
Would it make you consider going vegan?
Well, I've actually considered it. I've been watching vegan recipes, so we'll see.
To be honest with you, I'm at a loss. Well, they shouldn't, but that's the way of the world, isn't it? That's how we are.
Does it make you feel guilty as a meat eater? Does it make you feel like you want to go vegan?
Absolutely not, no. Honestly, no, it doesn't, no.
They don't really faze me much, although they are a little bit bold. Especially like one I've seen near the cinema, which is like a chicken out of an egg.
I am vegan, but I don't stick to my diet sometimes, I'm not going to lie. But I think if you actually saw what was happening in that industry, it's beyond belief.
I think it's a bit rubbish here, really. You know, we've all got to eat, so...
I think you need like milk, obviously, for calcium, bones, so I think it's essential in our diet. So I think vegan, it's a debatable topic, really.
Well, the founder and campaign director of Go Vegan World is Sandra Higgins, and she joins us on the line now. Morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why have you brought these posters to Leicester?
Because a few years ago, I visited a dairy. A goat dairy, and I realised for the first time in my life what it takes for humans to have milk. The fact that the mothers are artificially inseminated, become pregnant, and then as soon as the babies are born, we take them from them so that we can drink the milk that they produce to feed their babies. So essentially, they're females, the same as humans, that they only produce milk to feed their babies. And I couldn't believe that I had got to this stage in my life without realising that, without seeing the horror that lies underneath the dairy industry, these products that I was consuming every day, with the same, I believed in the same myths that your viewers out on the street have just talked about.
It's not
that the only source of calcium was in animal foods, that animal products are necessary for human use. And I went vegan and I researched the industry and I was absolutely traumatised when I learned what it takes, what other animals go through when we view them as objects of human use.
I mean, one of the people we heard from there says it's the way of the world. Farming is as it is. You know, it needs to be on a scale so that people can be fed properly and you know, have a healthy diet and have a wide-ranging diet. Is it fair to put these images up when folk are just going about their daily business?
You see, animal rights is actually as much a human rights issue as it is an animal rights issue. It's a myth that animal foods are necessary or that animal use at all is necessary for human well-being. So this campaign is evidence-based. I'm a psychologist myself. I'm a member of the medical profession. So if you study my free vegan guide and my website, goveganworld.com, you'll find that every aspect of this is rooted in rationality, logic and science.
Is it fair to our farmers, though, to be sending messages out like this? We'll be having dairy farmers listening to this across Leicestershire this morning saying this is really unfair. When we care for our herds, it's you know, that the animals are protected and they're well looked after. This just isn't fair.
You see, the basis of veganism is the fact that other animals feel as humans do. their lives are as valuable to them as our lives are to us. So if we were to swap places with them, we would say that farming us for use is wrong. It's unacceptable. And if it's unacceptable for us, then it's equally unacceptable for them who feel the same as we
but
do.
But other animals eat other animals. It's the food chain, isn't it?
The other animals who eat other animals are carnivores. Humans are not carnivores. So all the World Dietetics Association...
Well, we're omnivores. We can eat both.
All the World Dietetics Associations, the American Academy of Nutrition, the NHS, have all issued position statements saying that a plant-based diet is adequate for all stages of human life, and in fact it confers many benefits. It helps prevent most of the Western world diseases. In fact, it's the cure for some of them.
Right. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, Sandra. But no, thank you. Fascinating discussion. It's one that could could go on for quite a long time here and there. But you get the sense there for what Sandra's talking about. Go Vegan founder Sandra Higgins talking about those posters you may have seen up in Leicester. So we'd like to hear from you this morning on that.
I admire her passion, I have to say. And she's talking about an evidence-based, I suppose, campaign in terms of the posters that Go Vegan World have been putting up. So, I mean, could you be persuaded by that evidence, by those posters and the messages and slogans that they're using to try to persuade you to eat less meat? 0116 251 1049 is the number. If you'd like to join that conversation and share your views with us, we'd be intrigued to hear from you.